Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, well, you asked, fuck, I didn't check the numbers. Whatever. Well, you asked, bitch. Yeah. See, with queuing gay, mm-hmm. I can just use my little monkey brain to figure out, like, if we're on 210, that would be 21. But we started, well, you asked, like, deep in the trenches.
Oh, right.
So I don't have anything to apply.
It was a newer addition. Yeah.
So I'm just going to do, well, you asked, never. And then I'll just, you know, put that
people
in.
Know.
With, like, a Siri voice.
People know. That would actually be 13. Really funny. Well, you asked, 13. Yeah. Okay, I love that idea. I first need to apologize to the patrons for my eyebrows.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the eyes. I was like, are you really apologizing for eczema?
Oh,
they don't got that close too. To Zoom. I am so sorry I came on camera with eczema.
With eczema. I'm ashamed. I'm a terrible person.
Appalled. I'm disgusted.
I haven't plucked my eyebrows in a week, and for
they're
most
far
people
away.
It looks like what would happen to them potentially if they were on a deserted island for like 10 years.
My eyebrows wouldn't even get that. I'm like, that ugly. Mine wouldn't get that hairy.
Yeah.
If I went on like Survivor.
I know. It always makes me laugh when I have people in my DMs. It's actually crazy in the first place that I get so many DMs about my eyebrows, but I do. And
they're your best feature.
It is what it is. I'm blessed. But people will be like, you must fill them in with something. Like, you must do something to them. Because they just, for them, they personally can't believe that I don't do anything.
They say a woman with natural beauty couldn't be.
Or I'll get people like suggesting that I've, what's it called? Microbladed them and stuff. And I'm like, no, if you saw me after a week... And now you can.
Yeah.
Right here, if you're a patron.
Hey, no, you put
you
it on
would
your
know,
story
and
too.
I put it on my story. Like the you would know.
Slut you are.
I'm giving it all yeah. for free.
Come on. Are we going to rope in patrons?
I should have put a paywall ahead of my hairy eyebrows. I plucked the unibrow.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, this is a little obnoxious. But it was fully in. Like,
that's
full.
Wild.
Full in. Like, it's crazy how much hair I have.
My eyebrows just don't really grow.
Yeah, and when people are like, oh wow, you leave them nice and thick, I'm like, no, I'm actually taking them down to like half their size.
You're like, this is a 90s brow for me right
this
now.
Is this is yeah this is totally like the Kate Moss yeah, filter on
this
TikTok
is a pencil
for me
brow currently.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back in your what feels like a newly renovated apartment.
It smells better because Lauren's gone.
The last time I was here, this whole wall wasn't here.
I know, new wall.
New wall addition.
New sofa.
New sofa.
New rug.
New no roommate.
New
like
no roommate.
Things are changing around here.
We're making money moves. Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, by money moves, I mean I'm just paying so much money to live alone. Yeah. I'm making my money move out of my account rapidly.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I love what you've done with the place, and this couch is very comfy.
Thanks. I'm not done.
It looks really cute,
I'm
though.
Keep going.
I love.
But you know, I'm working. I'm trying to be feral this summer. Then I come home. Mm-hmm. I make outfits for parties. I paint mm-hmm. lights. Like, I'm honestly just like a single mother working to support my family.
A single mom who works two jobs.
Literally, like the intro of me, like.
I came into the apartment today and Sean literally was stoning his Barbie pants.
Yeah.
For a Barbie themed party.
Which you'll see next week.
Instagram drop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Follow on Instagram at Sean.Lusk and at Brianna Lindsay.
I know you're busy and you're not drinking, but you have to have some outfit.
I know. I think I've just got to be like Diesel Dyke Barbie or something and just like pull out like some sort of
yeah.
vibe like that.
The thing is, okay, so Barbie obviously mm-hmm. is the party theme of the summer because
yeah.
the new movie, she's really hitting like a popularity stride in obviously Barbie's that bitch, obviously
yeah.
has been, forever will be,
mm-hmm.
but she's hitting a popularity stride in adults again because of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, we are taking a theme that is usually for children because mm-hmm. Barbie is marketed towards children. And we are saying this is now ours because
yes.
the movie is adults.
Yeah.
And so it's the theme of the summer. But I think that it's a great theme for straight people, for queer people,
everybody,
because Barbie is everything.
Yeah. Like, I looked up on my birthday year, there was like this thing going around of what was the most popular Barbie in your birth year.
Yep.
And they didn't have my birth year included in the TikTok that I saw. So I looked it up. And my Barbie in 1991 is Air Cadet Barbie.
See?
And she looks like a boss ass bitch.
It's like, do you have any costume that you were a doctor?
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't go to these parties and be like, I didn't have a costume, because Barbie has been everything.
And will be everything.
And will be everything. So you can literally, that's what I mean. Like, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to look in my closet and like, am I going to be like, I could be like a cowboy Barbie. Literally. I could be like, I could wear all leather and be like Dykes on Bike Barbie. Like, you can make it up. You can be whatever you want.
Exactly. And now they're trapped with making like everything super, super inclusive. So they probably will have to make a Dykes on Bikes Barbie.
That's the next release. Yeah. Honestly, there's a whole thing going around the internet that people are guessing that in the movie, Barbie's going to turn out to be a lesbian. So yeah, that would make sense if in September we see a Dykes on Bike Barbie.
Exactly.
That would be
iconic. Play Barbie. I'm getting it all. And we think that's beautiful.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll make Barbie a lesbian?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I was wishing for it because there were... Here's the thing. With these TikTok investigators, I feel like you can make anything seem real.
You put that music, they're like,
yeah, yeah, you put the music behind it and you like get the exact right amount of clips. It's like Gaylors and anything like that. And you start to believe it.
Yeah.
But people are sheep too. But my reasonable thought is they're not going to make this movie that the Barbie franchise signed off on and have it be so absolute.
I'm so curious as to how they're going to spin Mattel, because in the trailers, Mattel's the bad guy.
Yes.
But obviously Mattel makes Barbie. So there has to be some spin on that, because they're not going to say that we're the bad guy.
Like, yeah, I know. It's going to be pretty interesting. Well, in the recent...
they're like, we're just chasing you because you're gay.
Yeah. Exactly. In the recent trailer, Will Ferrell, who plays like the CEO of Mattel or whatever, Barbie asks like, where's Ken? And he's like, we don't care. We've never cared about Ken.
Right.
So I feel like they're going to spin it as like Barbie's always been like the star that we care about. And like, we don't even care about Ken. Like, we don't care about men. Like, we're a feminist organization. I feel like that's going to be the spin.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay.
Because she's like concerned that Ken's not there for the meeting. And they're like, we don't give a fuck about Ken. Like, whatever.
Appreciate that energy.
Which though. I love that energy. Yeah. So I'm very excited to see it. I'm very sad because it's coming out while, I'm filming my film next week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing 8 12-hour days in a row. So there's genuinely no time that I'll be able to watch it. So when I'm going to be avoiding spoilers on the 24th. We're filming from the 17th to the 24th. We should
see it the next weekend, because I'm going that weekend that it's
okay.
Anyways.
So. I'm down for that, because part of the fun of this movie and the marketing behind it is that they've done such a good job of like, no one really knows what the storyline is. Like, everyone's gathered some things, but it's not very clear. Like, usually you watch a trailer and you're like, you know exactly the movie you're getting into. But whoever I feel like there's going to be the marketing.
The marketing is like literally.
The marketing budget is.
The budge, but also the choices, the soundtrack.
Oh,
the fact that like Shay Mitchell's like luggage line has a full like authentic collab.
Have you seen those Twitter things or now threads?
Right.
Are you on threads?
I'm not on threads yet.
Get on threads.
I know.
It's so much better than Twitter. It's like the happy place that Twitter used to be.
Does Threads do porn?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's not a big draw for me on Twitter.
But does it like allow it like Twitter does?
Yeah, because
it's a good question, because it is under.
That's what'll keep a lot of people on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean that genuinely.
Oh, 100%. It is under the umbrella of Instagram though, so I don't think so. I think it'll be the same rules as.
No nipples!
I don't know. I'll try and throw one of my nipples up today and see.
Throw a puss pick up.
Yeah, I'll just go for it. I'll just do like a deep zoom of my clit.
Yeah. See how long it stays up.
Just like super pixelated. Zucky likes it. I'll get Julia to take a picture like across the field of my clit, but she's just zoomed in like a ton. So it's like 5 pixels, but everyone, it's a clit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know a clit.
We know a clit when we see a clit.
Zucky boy gets that flagged or not.
But yeah, like they're doing collabs with everything and it's pretty wild and impressive.
I hate Xbox because I personally, this is going to offend so many people. Mm-hmm. I personally feel that PlayStation is like the chic thing and Xbox is like the bro-y thing.
Okay.
But the Barbie Xbox is so slay.
All of their collabs are so slay. Like,
imagine if I just had, instead of a PlayStation, a full fucking Barbie Xbox.
It would be so amazing. They also have a Croc line that just came out. They have...
Lost me there. Marketing fell off.
They literally have everything, though.
No, it's like, great.
It's pretty amazing. And
the soundtrack is so good so far.
I also think that there's going to be a fun twist because they're bringing everything out pre-movie.
Okay.
My guess is that... there's going to be something in the movie about how we're all suckers for like the capitalism aspect.
Okay.
And so they're usually they bring out the movie and then they release like the lunch boxes and the everything else. And they have pre-released all the stuff for everyone to buy. So I think the gag is going to be kind of like, ha ha, like you're just a cog in the machine that we like, we got you. Like you bought all the stuff before the movie.
At least I have the awareness to know that I am a cog.
Oh, me too.
And I say, and pink!
I think a lot of people will be like that as well. And their opinion will be like, yeah, and I love it. And I love buying all
the
stuff.
Don't make it so cute then.
Why? How do you expect me not to be a capitalist when everything's so cute?
Exactly. No.
Like, come on. But I do think there's going to be some fun moments like that in the movie. And I'm very excited about it. But as Sean mentioned, I'm not doing anything fun right now. Because it is game time. My film is filming. We're a week out today from the start day of my film. We're filming from the 17th to 24th, 12-hour days. And then I will finally be able to sleep again.
I would just like to say, I didn't mention that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you mentioned that I'm not drinking at the Barbie party. That's how this all came up.
I don't even think I mentioned that.
I mentioned... roll back the tapes. I mentioned that you were stoning when you came into the apartment. When I came into the apartment, yeah. It's for the Barbie party. And then you said Bree's not drinking because of her film.
Mm, well, I'll roll the
run
clips.
Run the clips. It's all there. The evidence is all there.
But it's not all here.
It's not. No, it's not.
There's one. Oh, the one last thing I want to say about Barbie. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the full article. So this is like me just stirring up the.
Okay.
I'm doing exactly what the articles have been called out for doing. Mm-hmm. But there was like something about Diablo Cody saying that I know that people misread the quote. So go read the actual quote because mm-hmm. I need to do that. But people were saying that Diablo Cody was originally supposed to write the script for this that. And then made a comment about how like Barbie is like a girl boss and didn't want to put like a feminist twist on it because that's not what Barbie is. I think that clip is taken out of context. Okay. So I will go find that clip. I'm just spreading misinformation. But I find that funny because Barbie literally
is the ultimate
girl boss.
Yeah. Literally. She's like the one example that I can think of where everything is centered around her and not around men.
Yeah. And she's had every job imaginable.
Every degree.
Which does kind of mean that she's not great at holding jobs. I would say
air work, cadet one month, work doctor ethic, the next, vet.
Not great.
Yeah. You cannot hold her down.
And like she might be doing some like conspiracy to commit fraud if she has suddenly all these degrees.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But that in itself is girl boss energy. Yeah.
She's finding a
way
in.
She's getting away with it.
Yeah.
She works for NASA and then she's a lawyer and then she's a doctor.
She's like, breaking down glass ceilings exactly. Left, right, and center.
Yeah.
I love that for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see that quote too and I haven't seen the whole thing, so I don't know enough about it to have an opinion, but I do think like who gave up on writing this film?
But I also think that that is a way that most people feel about Barbie. Mm-hmm. Like it's like because she is like pink and like wears heels, she can't be like a symbol for
right.
like feminism.
Yeah, I think that's like the irony where people confuse misogyny with feminist energy because the concept that in order to be a feminist you have to reject femininity is like actually super hypocritical and the exact opposite of the truth.
Yeah, and like maybe we could talk about like unrealistic body image.
Yeah, that
one you got
that
me on.
Point I understand that point I understand
that
but
one
I will say these days Barbie is getting more and more inclusive.
She's got everything
she's
now.
Got everything. She's got every type of person. There's diversity happening. I love it.
As somebody with very arched, small feet,
You feel represented.
I always felt represented.
Yeah.
I said, how do we slip these little things in these little shoes?
And that is important that you felt seen.
Yeah.
That's really, I think that's the goal of the whole movie, really. Thank you. That people like you feel
that's
seen.
That's what I'm going to come out of it with.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to step out of that movie theater with your little arches held high.
I'm
going
to take my shoes off. I won't hide them anymore.
The bravery that will take. Wow. I'm so happy for you. Okay. Should we give some advice?
Yeah.
Wow. Love it. This is advice where you actually get to ask us about you.
Well, you asked specific advice by specific people.
Why did it log me out of our Instagram account?
I don't know. Probably because you made like a movie one or something. Who knows with you? Specific advice specifically by us. Good advice by bad people. Bad advice by good people. Depends which way you slice it. That's
exactly.
Well, you asked.
Exactly.
If you've been here, you know. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been here, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, seriously.
But now you know.
But now you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Our password's incorrect.
I have not changed the password.
Well, is it the same password as before?
Well, if I haven't changed the password,
can you type it in?
I don't know what it is. It's just automatically linked in my thing. Oh, isn't it the same one that it's
for everything? Try. I can't keep up, Sean. I can't keep up these days. It's these passwords, this technology. It's a whole thing. Did it work?
It's thinking.
Thank God.
It's the same password. Thank also, God. I would just like to state for the record, the only one ever changing passwords in this bitch is Bree.
I am terrible with that. I can't get in. I try two different passwords immediately. I'm like, forgot password. Let's change.
And then
bitch.
You go.
And then I notify nobody.
Literally. Or you change the passwords and then you send it. I can't believe this isn't working. And I go, you were using the wrong email.
I'm a nightmare to
you
work
are.
With.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. My wife wants a house and baby. I want to live in a van and travel. Should we get divorced?
Yes.
Did we do the disclaimer while I was trying to log in that they don't necessarily have to listen to our advice?
We didn't, but I think it's a little late for that.
This is not professional advice. This is
no.
just our
go to
advice.
A therapist. Yeah. First of all, this person I see
couples counseling.
Yeah. But why not? Here's my thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna break it down for you so real and raw. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
I am like a house person.
Mm-hmm.
I like having a base camp. I like to travel and stuff, but like having a zone of my own is so important. Like I would say one of my most important things. Yeah. I like having a house. I like having it the way I like. I like to have somewhere to go back to and feel secure and launch from there.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a partner that was like, I want to live like a nomad in a van, like shitting and pissing in like rec centers, peace and blessings.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great life for you. I genuinely cannot do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So that seems like a pretty strong difference of opinion on how you would like to execute your lifestyle.
I agree. I also think that there is not enough thought put into communicating with your partner your life plans.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be like one of those goal people, like 10-year plans, stuff like that. But just a general understanding between you and your partner of how you would like your life to play out. Do you want kids? Are you the type of person that likes to spend money on material things or travel? Or are you a super saver? A van that's going to break
down
all the time?
House and kid, right? House plus
house
kid. Yeah, you're probably not having kid in van.
That's something they got to talk about in couples counseling.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
My advice is couples counseling and then get a divorce.
I just think that this sounds so cynical, but sometimes love isn't enough. I genuinely believe that because even if you truly love somebody, if you are bending on very important life decisions, like having a child or
being a van girl,
being a van.
You see yourself as van.
If you identify as van, then
don't identify as house.
Exactly. And it is what it is. But even if you bend, like let's say one person decides to have a kid, even though they don't want to, or one person decides to be a van, even though they don't want to, are you not eventually going to resent that decision?
That's the thing. And also, I feel like there's such a difference in being Van.
Yeah.
It's like a freedom. It's you obviously want to explore. You want to do the whole thing. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. So if you become House and you want to be Van, mm-hmm. that's a very big difference.
Yeah, because it's not just about being a Van or being a House.
No. This person asking us serious relationship advice about getting a divorce, and we're like, sometimes you gotta be Van.
Sometimes you have to be a Van.
Yeah.
No, but it's true, because to me, if you were to like break this down to your core, you have one person who really wants a more traditional, structured, safe feeling life where they have consistency and
a child.
And, you know, this other person likes to be spontaneity.
I'm gonna be my best. The best part was you looking at me halfway through the word, and I was like, she is fighting.
I'm crying. Oh. This person is bad. They are bad. Spontaneity.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Also, here's my thing. You only have one life. Obviously, you have love for this person. Don't live your life for anybody else. If this is something that you want, be spontaneity.
Be a Van.
Be Van. And once again, this is what we always say. Is this not our most common advice? If you're asking a random podcast if you should get a divorce, that means that you think divorce is a strong enough possibility that you should ask a podcast about it.
True. And then you get a podcast answer.
Yeah. Like so be Van.
I think I just genuinely, like, I am not okay. Okay, so we are officially halfway through. We've answered one. We've told one person to get a divorce.
Be a Van.
Be a Van.
Yeah.
Be free, get a divorce, be a Van. Okay.
Be young, do crime, be Van.
Yeah. I like how someone just responded. Like, I can't find their other question, and all they said was SOS.
Yes. My advice? Same.
Absolutely. I've never related to anything more. Okay.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title
Overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Advice on preparing to move in with a significant other. I've only lived with roommates, and I think it will be markedly different. Convos, compromise, things you didn't expect. My advice, I think I've said this before, is quite literally before you move in, sit down with your partner and decide who does what.
Yeah.
Like, communicate that. Like, who does the grocery shopping? Who does the dishes? Who does the laundry? Some of those things can be both, but there needs to be an understanding of that. Because something that really helps me and my partner is that we have a very clear understanding of who does what. So no one feels like anyone's dropping the ball or not pulling their weight. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, we don't overlap on those, like, chores. Like, I have never done a load of laundry. Not one. Oh. Not one at Julia and I's house.
I'm going to say something bold.
Okay.
I think that, like, cleaning and cooking are, like, pretty separate things, but I always feel like partners should do their own laundry.
See, but that's something you'd communicate. Yeah. You'd be like, I want each of us to do our own laundry. Julia does all my laundry.
That's and folds it.
And folds it.
Wow, you suck.
I help with folding. I don't suck. Are you kidding me? I do all the, I cook all of our meals. I do That's all true. The grocery
she
shopping.
Also, like,
I do all the meal cook. Planning. No, she can't.
She makes crepes, as we've heard.
Yeah. I do all the grocery shopping. Like,
that's true. That's big.
Everything. Like, yeah. She does not go to the grocery store to get
keep
items.
Keep her fed.
I do everything. Important. I do all the planning in regards to food. I do all the shopping lists. I do all of that stuff. We both do dishes.
That's good.
So we go back and forth on that. What are some other things? We both vacuum. She does like deep cleaning in terms of like Windexing. I wash the floors. Like, we just know That's what each good. Other does.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not, there's no questions about it.
I would say that's important.
Yeah.
But a bigger, I mean, I've only lived with one partner, but this is one thing that really, and I know that it would be an issue for me again. I feel like you need to communicate, besides things like that, you need to communicate what you do in the nothing times.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's true.
Because that's really what I had an issue with.
Yeah.
I like to have time by myself, even when I'm in a relationship, and I need that space to be myself, to do just like do nothing, to like zone out.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
And if you're like getting smothered by affection or all these things, and or like you need to do everything together, and that's not what you want, that's gonna be a
that's true. Because with roommates, there is this understanding that like you're not hanging out 24/7 when you're free, right? Like you might be also friends and might have sometimes, but it's more like planned, like, oh, we're eating dinner together tonight, or we're doing this, or we're watching a movie together. But like you have that separate space. So when you are moving in with a partner, is their understanding of it like when we're not working, we're hanging out?
Yeah.
Or is it like that still needs to be planned? Is it something in the middle? Like, that is, I think, a very important thing, because I love my independent time. Whereas if it was up to Julia, we'd probably be hanging out 24/7.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's just a different way of being, but it's making those compromises and understanding where each other are coming from and respecting that. Which I think is important. I mean, it all just comes down to communication, but I think a lot of people are in la-la land when they move in together, and they're like, we'll just figure out how it works. And I think that's where a lot of people get in trouble.
I think also people will be like, oh, we're going to just, you know, figure it out, take it as it comes. But if you're not communicating everything, you're just kind of choking down some things that bother
Someone's
you. And then
it's pissed off about something.
So just communicate.
Also, like, the obvious one is money, like just understanding who's paying what. Are you doing it percentage based on income? If someone's in a bind, like all of a sudden, okay, if one of you has a month where you get in a car accident and you have to make car payments, is the other person okay with picking up that slack, or would you be expected to find that somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, just that understanding of, in those times,
do you have full financial independence, or are you locked and loaded together?
Yeah, what's going on? So I think I think it's just, and there's no right answers to any of these things. It's
does one of you want to be van?
One of you want to be house? One of you wants to be spontaneity? One of you wants to be baby?
Everybody wants to be baby.
Okay, next question. Should I have a hoe phase in a town where I might stay in later in life? Lesbian, yeah. Love y'all.
Why not?
Hell yeah, hoe it up.
Who cares if people talk about you being a hoe?
Yeah, what's wrong with being a hoe?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being a hoe.
No, Barbie was a hoe, probably. Definitely. Hoe Barbie comes soon.
That's October.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she comes out Barbie. Prostitute, sex worker Barbie. Yeah. Oh, my God,
I would live for that. OnlyFans Barbie.
OnlyFans Barbie. She's got like a little tripod set up. She's got like a jar of peanut butter to put her feet in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my she has God. Bath water. honestly, yeah. Here's the thing. People are probably in any town, even if you're the nicest person, I assume since they're saying town, it's not a city.
Yeah.
Even if you're the nicest, most innocent person in the world, people are going to talk about you in a town.
Yeah, so like, make it spicy. So
give them something to talk about. Yeah, literally.
Oh my God, are we good at that song?
We are.
I think that like new sounded actually song. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Is a hoe face going to bring you peace? If a hoe phase is going to bring you peace, then be a hoe.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that.
Don't let anyone stutter your hoe.
I agree. I think as long as you're communicating, like, I think where it would get messy is if you're not communicating to people that you're just trying to be a hoe and not trying to date them in a small town.
True. Be a hoe respectfully.
A respectful hoe.
Yeah. But also, like,
who cares? Do people still have issues with people being hoes?
People are going to talk about literally anything, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just trying to find another one.
Flew through that one.
We're doing amazing today,
be
seriously.
Be hoe, be van.
Exactly. That's kind of sad. Someone just said, Halifax Pride is prob not going to happen this year, sad face.
Oh my God, I'm going to Halifax.
Why? Not that. I didn't mean why are you going. I mean, why is Pride not happening? Well, I do feel that because you're going to Halifax, you're not going to be at Vancouver Pride.
Yes.
Which we've spoken about is a hate crime and is directly offensive to me. I'm taking it personally.
Oh, no. I have decided that I'm going to make a stand at my sister's wedding. Not a stand, like a lemonade stand. Like I'm going to.
Yeah. Like kind of ruin the night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
I'm
should.
For sure going to call her a homophobe in my speech.
Absolutely. I could be at Vancouver Pride. I could be at Vancouver Pride, but instead, I've been hate crimes.
I'm at this straighty McStraight straight
Can
straight
you imagine
wedding.
You just go off the rails?
Blackout.
Yeah. Horrifying. But yeah. Anyways, you're
that'll
in
be
Halifax.
A Patreon exclusive.
We'll film it. We'll live stream Sean yeah. at the wedding, and then I'll also wear like a little GoPro body cam to be at just Vancouver Pride yeah. in general. It could be quite the stream.
I feel like we need more information on this.
That's
if
all
this
they gave
person,
us.
If I know, I'm saying if this person can listen to this coming week, and then let us know
right
why.
In the DMs.
If it's like that, there's too much homophobia and stuff. That's bad. Maybe it's weather dependent. I don't know. I would I would like more information.
Right.
Because I need to know who I need to attack.
Who do we need to be mad at?
Yeah.
The weather?
Well, I'm going to Halifax. So like.
Oh, you'll be in those streets ready.
I will march
ready.
Up to Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. So you're going to have someone on the ground.
I need the ground team to let me know what I'm stepping into.
Okay. I love that.
Also, I feel like that'll change my entry into the city. If I know that this place is so homophobic that Pride isn't happening this year. I mean this genuinely.
No, I know.
I need to know what I'm stepping
into.
You need
to know.
Yeah.
Do you like put on your straight hat?
No. Oh no. I meant the opposite.
Oh, like a bulletproof
I'm
vest?
Suck a dick at the airport.
Just at the Halifax airport.
Listen.
Walking out and sucking dicks.
Someone's got to do it.
That is Pride.
Yeah.
You know, people always ask in interviews, like, what does Pride mean to you? Sucking dicks
you
at the Halifax airport.
Exactly.
Someone asked, what are the chances Barbie is gay in the upcoming film? So, like, we were on topic with this.
Probably low.
I think low, too.
I'm going to be realistic. Maybe bi.
I think they're going to make her more asexual. Like, it's going to be like, that's not a centering point in her life.
Maybe, yeah. I just feel like my thing is that at the end of the day, this is, mind you, it's Greta Gerwig, but...
but it has to be signed off of, because once you make a movie like this where Barbie is a lesbian, that's a thing. Huge
that means
choice.
That it's like canon in her lore
exactly.
that she's a lesbian. I don't think they're going to do that, but I do think Mattel signed off on this.
Yeah.
So they're obviously willing to let there be some like truth bombs yes. come out about, you know, what Barbie is to the modern yeah. woman. Do I think that they're going to take a further step past that and say she's also a lesbian?
Know.
I personally don't. If she is, work.
I mean, I would obviously love it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be amazing. Like, if that movie did that, I would be ecstatic.
Yeah.
But do I think, like, in a world where we have Budweiser do one Instagram reel deal with Dylan Mulvaney and
also the drama of them never
happened?
Reaching back out.
Never reaching back out.
When she said, like, I'm sorry, but hiring a trans person and then not having their back is worse than not hiring a trans
person. The fact that we were all like, yay, go Budweiser for a while, they're canceled.
Canceled.
Canceled. The truth came out. Me too. So that's what I mean. Like, you have someone like her do an ad that's not even like a billboard or anything. It's like some Instagram reel that all influencers do, those types of social media based ads. They sent her one can with her face on it and the world erupted like that. Like, I don't know that Mattel is ready for Barbie backlash, like saying explicitly she's a lesbian. But
what I'm saying also is that they're probably gonna they're probably gonna get backlash for in some stupid way, which is absurd,
mm-hmm.
for what they're gonna do with this movie
anyway,
because they're yeah. shifting a narrative
100%
that they've had for years
yeah.
because they haven't made a movie like this. So I yeah. think that they're gonna be making some sort of move which is gonna piss somebody off already.
Uh-huh.
Do I think that they're gonna change the entire like lore of this Barbie to make her a lesbian? I don't think so, but I would love if she was.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would also love if Ken was gay.
Well, Ken is gay.
Well, that I know, but that's like, everyone knows that Barbie's a lesbian and Ken's gay.
I don't think Barbie is a lesbian.
I think she's
asexual.
Lesbian. She's lesbian energy. Yeah, that's true.
I think she's a hard worker. That's her sexuality.
Girl is she boss. A van, a house, a spontaneity?
She is a spontaneity. You can't be like doctor one day and then vet next day and not be spontaneity.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, she keeps changing all of her things.
I know.
Like all over the place. Barbie, okay.
We were talking about the Barbie yeah. party, and there was somebody at this last party that came very, very intensely for the theme. The theme was Space Cowboy.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
somebody
yes.
came as like a pregnant with an alien
yeah,
cowboy.
That was iconic.
So we were talking, and I said, what is she coming as this year?
Yeah.
And the host refused to tell me because he was like, I know what it is, but it's like, it's something along, not along the same lines,
yeah.
but like it's something extreme.
Yeah.
Cause she
oh,
loves
I love
going
people
all
like
out.
That.
And I was like, oh my God, like what's she gonna do? And he goes, oh, well like just picture, you know, like if Barbie is like a doctor or something, like she's gonna be like the most extreme version of that. And I was like, what? And then somebody was like, veterinarian Barbie. And I was like, is she gonna like euthanize an animal?
Performance
at the party?
Art.
Yeah. That's what I said. Performance art. So
we're in for a fucking treat.
Yeah.
Buckle up. Are there trigger warnings at the beginning of this
there
display?
Might be, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. Can't wait. okay. Our next question. Hi, I have a question for your advice episode. My girlfriend and I broke up mutually as I was moving away for a while. We didn't want to do long distance, but still speak a bit and get along well. We have not talked at all about whether or not we will get back together when I'm back. But being away, I've decided I don't want to.
Mm.
She has recently said some things about us getting back together, even though we haven't had the official conversation. Is it shitty to send a text explaining my new thoughts before I get back, or do I wait to see her in person? Love you guys and your podcast.
I don't think it's shitty at all.
No.
I would say it's almost better.
I agree.
And I know maybe a text, maybe a phone call,
mm.
something, but it's always nice to give somebody a little preemptive warning.
Totally.
Or like a little snap out of the delusion.
Yeah.
Because if you're letting this person go along thinking that there's going to be, you know, this reconciliation
yeah.
and it's not there on your side,
yeah.
I would say it's better to let them know mm-hmm. as soon as possible. Also, that's like something that takes time to process.
Totally.
So get the processing started.
Yeah, I also think, I don't know, I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me about this, but I've always thought it was kind of weird, this feeling that there's an exact way that breakups, I know this isn't a breakup, but like communications of importance need to be done.
Yeah.
Both in terms of coming out, like that used to be a big thing. When I told people I came out to my mom on Facebook Messenger, they're like, oh my God, you didn't even have a conversation. I'm like, well, I did on Facebook Messenger. Like, why do I owe that? And then
you're like, I did a justification. It wasn't on like WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I'm not a monster.
It wasn't Snapchat.
Yeah, Jesus.
But also with breakups, I find that a lot of people will wait on breakups, or in this case, important communications, because of this notion that it needs to be done in a certain way to make it respectful. And in turn, I think that you waiting is almost worse. Like, mm-hmm. I always put myself in the other person's shoes. And I know in this case, it's not a breakup. But if I was this person and I was hopeful that, based on previous conversations, the only reason we were breaking up is because we didn't want to do long distance.
Yeah.
And that basically if that was resolved, meaning you were moving back, okay, long distance isn't an issue anymore, that we would get back together. I think it's a reasonable thought of this person to think that if their feelings are still there, well, problem solved. Okay, we're going to get back together. To allow that person to continue to have that hope when you have made up your mind on it, I think that's worse than the potential of seeming disrespectful by not doing it in person.
Yeah, and also, you clearly want to have clear communication with this person.
Yeah.
So say that.
Say that. I can't imagine being this other person, being hopeful, and then you're in your mind, your person gets back, and you're like, you know, making sure you like look good. You're so excited.
And
you think you're
gonna
kiss, and
they're
like
and they're
weird,
gonna be standoffish,
and then the wind gets taken out of your sails. You're like, oh fuck! Like I thought I had this whole idea of how this was gonna go, and it's not. Give them some time. Yeah, give them some pre-time to process it. By the sounds of it, y'all have been great so far and respectful of each other when it comes to communication with your breakup and how you're handling it. So I think that you both have the capacity to do that. And it's just going to give them a chance to process it. And hopefully you get to continue the friendship that you already have because you do that.
I
don't
like
think
attacks.
Wait.
And
me
I
too.
Mean that like
I genuinely
I
do.
Like receiving attacks
me too.
Because I like having time to mm-hmm. process things.
Me too.
And I panic in the moment.
Yeah.
I don't get myself across clearly.
Yeah.
I can't rationalize my own thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's like my biggest pet peeve when somebody says, oh, I have something to talk to you about. I'll tell you later. I'm like, you will either text me or get on the phone
right
this
now.
Instant.
You're like, so you're going to put me through this hell for the next however long till we get a chance to see each other
I'm
in
like,
person?
Why did you open your bitch mouth in
like,
the first place?
This is excruciating.
Then? Yeah, no. I say send a text.
Send a text. Just say like, hey, I know you've mentioned it recently and I just wanted to clarify, you know, I'm loving our friendship, but
your
I don't
house, I'm
it.
Van.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll understand.
They'll get that.
They'll get
it's
it.
It's clear as day.
I'm spontaneity, your baby. And it's just, it is what it is.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
If they're a listener, they'll understand.
They'll understand.
They'll understand.
I don't know. Even if they're not, it seems pretty straightforward.
And if they're not a listener, why are you even friends with them?
Exactly.
Like,
that's probably why they don't want to get back together.
Yeah. okay. Next question. I'm loving these questions today.
These are good ones.
You know?
Yeah. Good trauma dumps, guys. Sometimes I laugh when we say these are good ones, and it's like people giving their
no. And we're like, we're loving
these
cues today,
and they're literally like,
should I get divorced?
We're like, these are so good. These are so good.
Okay, last one. I need advice. How do I hit on queers at Pride or any time when it feels like it's such a small scene and everyone knows everyone? I'm not even in a small town. I'm in a city. But even if I meet someone new, we already have some friends or connections in common somehow. I understand what this person's saying because I was just chatting with a friend about this the other day. Their friend came to Vancouver for the first time out on the queer scene in Vancouver. They live elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, within like an hour of being at one of the events, they were making out with somebody. And they were like, this is so strange. They were like, this is so strange because all my local friends complain all the time about how, like, they can't find anyone to, like, dance with or kiss or, like, go home with or date or any of the above in queer spaces. And I think that there is some sort of dynamic about going out of town and feeling like there's nothing to lose. Like, I might never see these people again, so who cares? I'll just go for it.
Yeah.
And there is an added dynamic when you're in the local queer space because you're like, if I go for it and hit on this person and it doesn't go well, then I'm probably going to see them at the next party.
Yeah.
So it feels like there's more
Don't
weight
let that
on
stop
it.
You, though.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's the same as being a small town slut. Be a big town slut. Why not?
Yeah, I also think that
you miss 100% of the you miss 100% of the shots you don't take is what somebody told me recently.
Wayne Gretzky.
Barack Obama.
Have you never heard that quote before?
I have heard
Someone
it.
Someone told you that recently?
No, but it was in the
like
direct...
a recent prophet came to you?
I assumed it was a sports bitch. Like, I didn't know it was Wayne Gretzky. But somebody told me this in context to something of
like
this sort. That was
but
their exact
true.
Quote that they
and
sent
that
to
is,
me.
And that is so true yeah. and so powerful.
That was actually
and
the
we love
Dalai
Daddy
Lama
Wayne.
playing hockey for the first time. He said that.
Yeah.
Isn't he problematic now?
Yeah, he like touches children
and stuff.
Yeah,
gross. Great mm-hmm. quote by him, though.
I can't.
But yeah, honestly, whatever. People are going to talk no matter what.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, every queer person knows each other, and you know what? Even worse than that, it transcends single cities.
Yeah.
Every queer person in the city over, every queer person in North America
all connected.
Has heard of by like it's for usual people it's like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Queer people, for
two.
Queer people it's one.
Maybe one.
Maybe
if you
two.
Talk to someone long enough, you find a connection.
For sure.
100%.
Also the weirdest thing that happened.
Yeah.
And this is a 6 degree of separation
yeah.
that just happened that I was like, this is so psychotically a full circle that it's like terrifying.
Yeah.
Are we giving up on this? Can I tell you this full circle and how weird it is? Does this person be a slut?
Oh, wait. Let me tell this person something quick just because I want to give them some tangible advice.
Okay.
Why not just use the way you know them as an icebreaker? A.
Yeah.
Like use it to your advantage. Like, hey, I think you know so-and-so. I think you're friends with so-and-so. Second thing is that even if this person is not into you, like you go up to someone at a bar, kiss them, dance with them, buy them a drink, to ask them out on a date, ask them for their phone number, whatever it is. Let's say they say no. Okay, cool. A, who gives a fuck? Your life goes on. No love lost, no love found. B, there is nothing embarrassing about going up to someone and being communicative and honest about your interest in them. Because even if they are not interested in you in the same way back, it can be for so many reasons. It's not that you're not attractive. It's not that all your things. There's so many dynamics about people's lives going on. Maybe they just got through a breakup. Maybe you're not their type. Maybe like there's so many aspects to it. It's nothing against you personally. And you just made that person's night.
Yeah.
Like that person is not going to walk away from that so long as you're not creepy about it and you just take their response matter-of-factly and you don't try and convince them otherwise. They're going to walk away and be like, that felt nice. Someone thinks I'm cute.
Totally.
Someone's interested in me. And even if I'm not in the place to be interested in them back, that gave me a boost of confidence. You're making somebody's day.
Also,
you're a local hero.
You're going to make a connection in some way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, go on.
This is just the weirdest full circle that I've ever experienced.
Okay. Hold on.
Do you want to
I'm doing the thing where we do the thing. Okay.
So circle. As we know, I'm friends with LA lesbians.
Yes.
Much to your dismay.
Mm-hmm.
These LA lesbians I met through my roommate who was dating one of the LA lesbians.
Yes.
Is no longer dating LA lesbians. Mm-hmm. Now I still game with said LA lesbians. And
yes.
I'm very close with...
You're a child of divorce.
Yes. I'm very close to one of them specifically. I'm close to all of them. But one of them is like, I would consider one of my like best friends.
Yeah.
This person has started dating somebody from Vancouver.
Yes.
Which is like... First of all, kind of random. They met in LA on an app and they're from Vancouver.
Yeah. And so, also great for you because you get to see your friend.
Exactly.
They're going to Vancouver a lot.
So on New Year's, I went to my LA lesbian's partner's birthday dinner.
Yes.
Then I left the birthday dinner to go to our friend's house for New Year's. at the birthday dinner, at the table, there was a girl there. And I said, hello, girl. Talked to her for like 20 minutes. Didn't really get to know her much. Then I leave, go to New Year's. The person's house that I went to keeps talking about how he's made this new friend that like goes to dance and stuff. This new friend is girl at table.
What?
So girl at table knows partner of LA lesbian. Now all of them are coming to that party unrelated to each other.
That is so wild.
Is that not the weirdest thing you've ever heard? Yeah. I was like, we fully closed a loop, which is insane. You did.
Which is insane because all of those things seemed so separate before.
And how, like, sure, a few of us are from Vancouver, but like the fact that this LA lesbian fit into this circle somehow is so crazy to
started
me.
Dating like a random person from Vancouver that none of us had ever hung out with before. Yeah. And then that person's friend happened to become friends with your best friend. And then
without knowing,
that's so crazy.
So weird, right?
But that is being gay.
Truly. But I was like, that is the weirdest circle I've ever tied.
Wow. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, y'all, this was fun. I think we've solved all of the world's
advice.
They do.
Yeah.
I know. I think that there have been some divorces filed.
People are putting wheels on the van as we speak.
Yeah. I think the spontaneity has started.
And somebody's putting baby in house.
We've changed lives today.
We have.
I'm really proud of us. We have. Well, you know, sometimes that's par for the course.
Exactly.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. You can find us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. When we do these advice episodes, that's where we post asking for your questions. So make sure to check those out. Also, if you want to become a patron and get all of our episodes on video, you can click the link in our bio and become a patron. And then you get to see our pretty faces and my bushy eyebrows.
And Instagram, where you can see the Barbie drop for both of us.
Work.
I'm going to slay.
At Sean.Lusk, at Brian Williams, and I will be there. I will be there, present, probably in just some sort of leather jacket.
Yeah.
Telling people that I'm Barbie Dyke.
I have pink shit if you want pink shit.
Hey, that could work. Maybe I'll try and incorporate, like, I'll be like Barbie Diesel Dyke, but I'll incorporate pink.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
All right, that'll work. Okay. Well, I love y'all. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.